Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Happy Thursday afternoon, everyone, here on WEEI Afternoons. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, as you can see on your Twitch screen if you're watching, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. It's hoodie season. It's officially hoodie season. It is here. Yes, Stiz has his in the background. Dan Ball is too cool for a hoodie. He's a quarter zip kind of guy.
Yeah.
You're looking good back there, looking sharp.
Thank you very much. Much appreciated. I feel like it still has hoodie qualities. You know?
It does. Like a quarter zip is just that, like you stepped it up a half a notch. Like you're looking a little less like bumming around gym teacher going to the gym. You know, you can go anywhere.
Yeah, I also paired it with a hat, so I still do look like a bum.
A little bit about that. I'll tell you who's not a bum, and that's Drake May. Ah, was that accountability I just heard, Fitzy? Was that
I believe that's what you may be smelling in the air, some accountability.
Drake May taking onus for the sacks. A lot of the sacks are on him. And I just want to clarify, because I saw that making the rounds yesterday when he had his press conference, and I was like, oh, somebody asked him about it. He kind of brought it up unsolicited that, no, a lot of those sacks are on me. And that's a good thing. I think that's a step of leadership, accountability, whatever you want to call it, for your
franchise QB. Process.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Whether he believes it or not, I don't really care. But if you say it publicly and you get your linemen to believe it and the rest of your team hears it, and maybe it was even massaged or even put in his head by Josh McDaniels, Mike Vrabel, Ashton Grant, his trio of coaches that are a factor in his development, I don't care. For him to come out and say that publicly, I think is a good thing for him in leadership. But we can dig a little deeper, right? We can look at it a little bit differently. First of all, is it on him? Do you believe of the 34 sacks, let's just say, are more of them on him or are more of them on his offensive line? Which do you think is more a factor in those 34 sacks in 9 games? Second most in the NFL.
You know what? Why not just draw it right down the middle? Let's just split the responsibility so neither party feels guiltier. Has the offensive line been leaky, out of place, or missed blocks and assignments a couple times? Sure, because you got 4 out of 5 new starters from last year. 2 rookies on the left side, and a center that was discarded from Minnesota like day-old donuts, who's been playing above the payday that they gave him. But at the same time, Drake May learning his 4th offense in 4 years, trying to totally consume and process everything Josh McDaniels, stepping up, making plays, a front runner, if not the front runner for MVP, but also every now and again using that natural athletic ability to almost try to make too many plays and not getting rid of the ball to live to see another day. So I'm going to go right down the middle and say to each his own, they share responsibility for them.
I actually don't think, normally I might want to pounce on you for pick a side, Fitzy. This is what we do.
Wide way, Baba.
I don't think it's a terrible take. I think this line has had its issues at times with some games and stunts and different things. And I think there are times that he's either held the ball too long, as he has talked about, or almost stepped up into some sacks, gotten a little jittery and, you know, gone forward. And so that 50-50 split, I think, is probably fair. I also think it's an understandable statistic for young athletic quarterbacks. They get sacked a lot. They run into sacks. They make plays.
They try to make plays. That's right. The thing. You have to. That's what you sign up for. When you draft them, when you ink that rookie contract, Andy, and hopefully when they're successful enough to then get some sort of beyond generational wealth, lucrative 5-year, hundreds of millions of dollars extension, you also are signing up for a number of sacks every given year that, you know, probably shouldn't have been sacks, because that's the tax or the price you have to pay to go along with, oh my God, did you see that play where he flipped it to his left hand and underhanded it to the guy in the end zone? Or like, oh, he was able to hold off three guys and throw a 20-yard dart to Diggs on the sideline. Like, that's just part of the deal. And look, with 34 sacks through 9 games, so it's basically, they're almost at, we'll round up, it's like 4 sacks a game, right? That means half of them, 2 per game are on the line, and 2 are where Drake is either stepping into one or trying to make too much of a play out of it. I think it makes perfect mathematical sense.
Well, Andy, can I just say maybe you're the reason why Drake has come to this realization that maybe it's on him.
Sacks are not just an O-line stat. They also belong to the quarterback. What can you do to help your line out?
Put him right on the spot.
So you think I might have pushed him in the direction of accountability by Wednesday? That was Monday, obviously, Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoons. By Wednesday, he was taking accountability, Dan Ball.
I think he's also done nothing but win since you asked him if he cared about winning. So, touché. I mean, are you just speaking this season into existence?
Don't either of you do this
the Drake
right
whisper.
Now. Don't you, please.
So what
please,
do I need to
both of you?
What do I need to say to maybe get to at least an AFC title game or a Super Bowl? How do I?
Have you been on a duck boat before, Drake?
Or just, you know what,
may
Drake?
Or may not duck boats.
Or it could be as easy as, please, you guys, I mean, my God, I mean, you got to leave enough room for Ted to get in the room. If you keep pumping up Andy's ego, there's not going to be any space for the big guy at 3. But also, we have to give a little HT, as they like to say in the internet world, to Mark Schlereth, who said that to us.
Yep.
And then you, by proxy, brought it to Drake, and now Drake is sharing it with the masses. That is doing sports radio the right way. Couldn't be happy. Hooray for all of us right now. But maybe what you need to do next, Andy, is what you need to do is go, well, Drake, listen, I know you were a great high school baseball basketball player, great football player, and obviously had a great career at North Carolina, 3rd overall draft pick. But, you know, what's it going to take to add some championships, some trophies to that mantle of accomplishment?
I don't care for that question. Sounds like I'm saying he's never won anything. I'm going to steer clear of that.
I'll do it.
Okay, you do it. You handle that. You see where that goes. But so the next step is, okay, we've laid the blame in lame style, 50-50, on the line and on the quarterback. We're 50-50 right down the middle. But how big of an issue is it? That's the next step. Not only this week. So you have the Bucs. They have a pretty good pass rush. Fitzy, did you know that the Bucs have 25 sacks? That is tied for 8th in the NFL. So they're a top 10 team in terms of sacks. Sack yardage, they have 195 yards lost. That's 2nd in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And they have a pretty good pass defense. Yards allowed per game, they're 11th. So pressure, pass rush is going to be an issue. And I'm guessing they watched the tape of the last 2 weeks and were like, hey, they got 6 sacks. And they got 6 sacks. Why don't we see if we can do some things to get 6 sacks? I even heard Drake May in his press conference, and I didn't check this. I feel like he's a valid source. Drake May said he believes the Bucs lead the league in runaway rushers, unblocked rushers getting to the quarterback. Ooh. So I'm assuming Mike Vrabel or Josh McDaniels probably told him that, so I think it's good sourcing. So how much of a concern are the sacks this week, specifically against the Bucs in Tampa?
Well, they have to be a massive concern because, one, you're dealing with a very, very smart defensive coordinator or defensive mind in head coach Todd Bowles. Like you said, the 25 sacks, they're averaging 3 sacks a game. I'm walking into this game Sunday imagining 3 sacks are, like, that's the betting minimum. If you were to tell me right now, okay, Fitzy, over under 2.5 sacks on Drake May Sunday, I'll take the over. I think it'll be, you know, there could easily be 3, maybe 4 sacks on the day. However, if there's sacks where there's great coverage from their linebackers, the secondary, you know, you may be missing Kayshon Booty. You may not have Ramondre Stevenson to chip and block for you as well. Then just, that's fine. Take a knee. Take the sack. Fall gracefully. Get rid of the ball. Do the things you need to do to live to see the next play and another day. That's That's what's most important this Sunday. So sacks, massive priority and concern, but how Drake May responds and how the offensive game plan is built around knowing he's going to see pressure, that is what is most key to seeing this offense thrive Sunday.
I'm just proud of us. We've done about 15 minutes of sack talk here, and we've been able to do it in a mature fashion, unlike the Twitch chat, unlike Jones and Keefe and the crossover. And we are talking about football sacks. It was actually the topic of the poll today, and I think you're going to find the results interesting. Nick Fitzy Stevens. So at Jumbo Heart, at WEEI Afternoons, who is most responsible for the number of sacks, that's 34 in 9 games, that Patriots QB Drake May is taking this season? Drake May is one option. The offensive line is the other. Nick Fitzy Stevens, hazard a guess?
I bet you Drake May is 56%
responsible. 57%
responsible.
Wow. So the majority of Patriots fans, now, to be fair, they may be just taking it from the horse's mouth. The horse said he's responsible, so they're like, okay, Drake May must be responsible.
Yeah.
I think we're a little more accurate in our breakdown that it is a combination. So I definitely agree with you. It is an issue for this week in Tampa. I actually think this game could be hingent upon it, if you want to use a word that
your
isn't
favorite
a real
portmanteau.
Word. Yep, it could be hingent upon it. I think if you protect Drake May and don't have the sacks and are able to kind of have your efficiency in the passing game, I think you got a really good chance to win this football game. If they're getting pressure, they're getting after him, they're creating issues. Runaway rushers would be particularly problematic, as he says they lead the league in that area.
But look what happened last weekend, Andy, when there was a runaway rusher late in the second quarter. Pats were on their freight training their way to a blowout, and then he tries to give the guy the backwards Heisman, falls down, strip sack, turns the entire game around and gave us a brand new ball game for the second half. Pats barely recovered, only scored a field goal in the second half.
And then the other issue is health, long term. How much of a factor are the sacks? How much are the we've seen quarterbacks, you know, Carr in Houston is one of the classic examples that a lot of people allude to. He was ruined by getting hit too much early in his career. And more specifically, we've seen Drake have trips to the blue tent after some hits on the football field, and maybe he is susceptible to however you want to term what goes on with his head post hits. I don't want to say concussion, I don't want to say bell rung, just whatever the head shots do to him. And so how long term, you know, we could say maybe you get past it this year or next year, but long term, is this a concern for you?
It should be. Damn right it is. For Drake May, I would hate to see this brilliant, promising career that has him as an MVP favorite in his second season in the NFL derailed because all of a sudden he's a little slower or he misses half a season with a knee. Suddenly there's an elbow, breaks a finger on a helmet because he gets crushed in a scrum. Yeah. Or also, let's look back. Like, you don't even need to go all the way back to like David Carr. Let's just look to the three of the most disappointing Tom Brady losses during the double dynastic run. Super Bowl 42, Super Bowl 46, and the playoff game in January 2011 against the Jets, when they were able to get home pressure with 3 and 4 guys flooding 8 into the backfield. Brady started, quote, seeing ghosts. That was a huge problem. And, of course, the NASCAR package that the Giants were able to generate so much pressure with, it ruined Brady's chance to be peerless as far as Super Bowl wins. So this is definitely a concern, and I love the fact that he's aware of it. That means inside the building, the offense and all the greater football minds are aware of it, and you're going to start to slowly see a pivot as this becomes a bigger priority.
And basically, the evolution is smart running. You know, we've talked a little bit about Russell Wilson in his prime, guys that are able to run, guys that are able to get down when there is nothing to be gained anymore, to not take the hits, to either get out of bounds if you're on the sidelines, to slide if you're up the middle, or maybe just live to fight another play. I think he's thrown the football away a little bit more often over the last couple of weeks. I think that's an evolving part of his game. We had, I believe it was Schlereth, who said he'd like to see him go read one, read two, check down. I think that will be an evolving part of his game as this goes. Also would say in that area in particular, the check down may be something that's evolving before our eyes because you lost Antonio Gibson, who might have been a part of the check down game. Mm. You haven't had Ramondre Stevenson always on the field. And when he's on the field, sometimes it feels like you don't really want him to have the ball because he's coming off fumbling issues. So there, that role is a little bit of an evolving role of who that check down receiver is going to be at times out of the backfield and what kind of a rapport and confidence he has for that to be his best option. Right? He has a lot of confidence, right? So sometimes he just thinks the best option is Drake May. And he's right a lot that the best option is Drake May.
Yeah, because the guy doesn't run, he gallops. He's so long and strong and has such a great, he's got such a great feel. That great feel he has for escapability, getting out of the pocket and making those clutch runs, that's also what leads him to want to try to make too many plays and not be able to read the room, if you will, read the sitch, and either just, you know, take a knee, take the sack, throw the ball away, take the profit, a quick check down. The two offensive players, I know we still have a whole lot of previewing to do before Pats Nation takes over Raymond James on Sunday, 1 p.m., and you know we're so back because we've got Hello Friends and Romo on the call. This is huge. The majority of the country is getting this game. We're all going to be dialed into the Draker Mayfield game, if you will. But I think the two most important players on offense for the Patriots on Sunday, Pop Douglas and Travion Henderson.
Ooh, Travion Henderson breakout day or continued, maybe not breakout, but continued ascension to centerpiece, configure, complementary option, whatever you want to say. That's an interesting one. And you're right, we're going to get into plenty of Patriots-Bucks previews as we go along here. Just back to the sack thing, though, I will say, I wasn't really talking about individually long-term sack games. You're going to have bad games. You're going to have the Brady one-offs where some defensive front kicks your line's ass. They have a better scheme. They have better players. What I was talking more was cumulative hits. You know, we saw it, I think, with Drew Bledsoe. I think he got beaten down. What did your guy Ernie Adams call him? Like a dying wildebeest or something on the Sahara Desert? Or I forgot what he called it. It was bad. It wasn't very nice. It was...
Yeah, Dan Shaughnessy once famously described Drew Bledsoe moving around the pocket as a giraffe on stilts.
And when those giraffes get hit too much... Now, this is a more athletic giraffe. Like, this is a more athletic beast. But the hits still matter. The hits still add up. And if you start doing 60-plus sack seasons, which he's on pace for, and start stacking those over multiple years...
the hits matter.
There's an accumulation there that can adversely affect, whether it's injuries or whether it's, you know, some people said potentially the Mac Jones happy feet that was from the 401 on the text line. Mm-hmm. It can affect your reads, your footwork, your comfort, your trust, all of those things. So I think everybody would benefit if we could shave a sack off or here or there, maybe one from the offensive line, one from the quarterback. All of a sudden, it's, instead of four a game, we're at two a game with the Patriots. So the pressure that is on Drake May is a concern. 617-779-7937. Are you worried about the hits he's taking? Are you worried about the sacks all season long? Are you worried about the sacks on Sunday in Tampa Bay? Could that be an area that alters the outcome of this football game against a very good Bucks team with a pretty damn good pass rush and defense? 617-779-7937. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, we're going to revisit the trade deadline one last time because we have conflicting reports as to whether the Patriots and Titans were potentially going to do business at the trade deadline. Some say, no, Amy didn't want to play with Mike. Others say, yeah, they were talking, they just didn't get a deal. We'll look at that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play.
Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here on WEEI. That was Rachel Nichols talking about the NFL trade deadline and these reports that we've seen in various places that Amy Adams Strunk down in Tennessee did not want to do business with the Patriots because of the way things ended with Mike Vrabel. If we all go back, Fitzy, we recall that he was in town during his bye week for the Hall of Fame ceremony, and that seemingly may have rankled the Tennessee people when he said, "We have a game to win," to the crowd, and then talked about how it's special here. It's not like this everywhere. And people are like, "Aren't you the active head coach at another place where you could help make it like this?" But he was subsequently fired. Do you buy this aspect, this rumor? We're going to get into it because there's some now conflicting reports out there. But do you think there is a chance that the Tennessee Titans would not do business?
A chance, yes, given the high level of Kyle pettiness that there was between the Titans organization and Mike Vrabel, most of it coming one way from Amy Adams Strunk in her front office, who felt not only embarrassed when he came up to accept his red jacket on Mike Vrabel weekend a couple years ago, but also that when he left or was, surreptitiously dismissed, that he took so much of the front office, the establishment, and those guys with him. Now, here's the thing. Pardon me. Obviously, as opposed to feeling intense loyalty to the Titans organization, so many of those coaches, coordinators, trainers, and beyond felt loyalty and love to Mike Vrabel, so they wanted to go and be wherever he ultimately went. Why in the world an organization like the Titans that is so bereft of NFL caliber talent and that needs so much in the next draft and the draft after that, not to mention a couple of free agencies, wouldn't want to do business with the Patriots, a team that's like, "Hi, here, I have all these draft picks. I've got fours and fives and sixes. We'll take your players and their salaries off your hands, and we'll help you restart your organization and look for a better tomorrow." I have the hardest time believing that she would get in the way of her organization's development just over a grudge.
Yeah, it's sad, but I think it's believable. I mean, we've seen enough of it. I mean, we use Bill Belichick as the example, banning Patriots from his campus, right, at UNC. Like, their personal supersedes business at times in football. We have examples very obvious of that fact. And I think you're right. Like, you already, like, the embarrassment's already there. You fired him, you hired somebody else, you've already had to fire that person. He's winning in New England. Oh, not only is he winning in New England, he's beating you. Like,
I forgot they fired Cam.
Yeah.
There's been so much going on with Vrabel and the Pats and the winning streak and Drake May MVP candidacy. I forget that we played them a few weeks ago, and before that they fired their, oh my God.
And is there
a mess?
Like, do people going to care anymore or laugh anymore if you trade them Tony Pollard or Hooker or whoever? I wouldn't trade him Jeffrey Simmons because that could be bad because he could, like, do some serious damage. But a aging veteran backup running back or an extra safety, I just take the picks. I'm with you. You're in rebuild mode. You need to help Cam Ward and try to figure out where you're going as an organization. Take the picks you could have gotten. We'll get to the second half of this story in a minute, but I want to work in some phone calls here. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Josh in Charlotte, the home of Drake May. What's up, Josh?
How's it going?
Well, great.
Hey.
Josh, you're on the air.
So, I have a couple questions about this upcoming Sunday game.
Okay.
So, I've been watching New England since I was a little kid. Basically, whenever Tom Brady got drafted to New England in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, on Sunday, I know Tampa's got probably the better, one of the best rookies, wide receivers, Abuka. How do you think New England is going to basically defend Abuka and you know, Baker Mayfield on the offense, or you know, Vita Vey in the defense? You know, since they got like 2, 3, or 4 sacks per game.
Thanks for the call, Josh.
That was a long question. Just can you shorten it down for me?
Wow, Mike's in such a mood this week. He's criticizing our callers. He's not just going
That's
at the
my
media.
Favorite, honestly, of all the different things he has said on the Greg Hill Show, let alone when busting Curtis's chops, that is my absolute favorite.
Josh, we'll answer your question. It was a little slow developing. That was like those, remember those plays early in the year, Fitzy, we didn't like from Josh?
Pre-fake
with like,
handoff. I was going to say, that
fake,
was
the this, the that, and you're like, Drake, get rid of the damn ball. This is taking way too long.
The triple fake, reverse, double halfback option. Just throw the damn ball.
But we appreciate the call, Josh. The first one I'll say is, I would assume Christian Gonzalez, you get very much acquainted with Abuka. Like that.
What
that
do you do with the Belichick? Do you bracket him and say, I'm not letting your best player on offense do squat zilch nada against us? And then you put, basically, then you have Gonzo on receiver number two. It could be Sterling Shepard or somebody else. There's just two schools of thought.
Yeah, no, I would go with the number one corner versus their number one receiver right now, who is their number one receiver, Abuka, the young guy, because I think he'll take him away. I also think it's good for him to start building some of those matchups that you might want to turn to as the games get more important, as Drake May pointed out, later in the year, maybe in the playoffs. Let's get Christian Gonzalez at the top of his game dealing with elite receivers. Let's not have any of those games where we're like, hey, how did Abuka get matched up with Marcus Jones? Or how did Abuka get out there on Davis? And why isn't Carlton Davis worth $20 million a year? No. Let's not do that. Let's let your number one take out their number one and see what happens. And yes, their defensive front, I think the second part of the question, they have a good defensive front. I think they have 8 guys with 2 or more sacks. Mm-hmm. So they don't have any like Myles Garrett, some guy that's got 12 sacks, but they spread it around. Some of that, I think, is what you said earlier, Todd Bowles, a veteran head coach, defensive mind, scheming things up. Some of it's some big guys like Vita Vea and those guys. Reddick, we'll see.
That guy is a house. You got Hassan Reddick, the Yabby guy. Like even old man Levante David still plays like at an insanely high level. He and Bobby Wagner are two just ageless wonders in the middle of defenses. God bless them.
Before we get back to the phone line, 617-779-7937, got to pay off the promise. The second part of the nobody will trade with the Patriots, especially Tennessee, because Amy Strunk Adams is mad. Phil Perry in his mailbag actually kind of poo-pooed that. Mm-hmm. When somebody, not even going to say the name, said, why are there no moves? He replied, hey, Johnny. Just to add to that previous answer, I've been told the Patriots and Titans spent time discussing potential deals leading up to the deadline. Tennessee was, in fact, willing to negotiate with New England despite the franchise's history with Vrabel. Just couldn't get anything done. So this fun little story we've had that there was something personal going on. Phil Perry, who I think we all have a lot of faith in his sources and his reporting and his knowledge.
Even when he's wrong, he's no pain in the posterior.
Correct. So Phil Perry says the Titans were willing to engage with the Patriots in negotiations. They just couldn't get a deal done. Basically what Vrabel said yesterday, right? It takes two to tango kind of story. You got to get deals done. You didn't get deals
Someone's
done.
Someone's pregnant or not. I
partially pregnant, false pregnancy test, get another EPT.
Okay, so here's the whole thing. Yeah, I don't care who peed on a stick. The most important thing here is that I think we're all overlooking kind of like the same way things went in the AFC East. Like the Dolphins and the Jets are rather hesitant to make a deal, anything resembling sweetheartish, to help the Patriots dominate them again, because they just went through 2 decades of absolute hell with Brady and Belichick. So they're going to raise the price. You're going to blow me away for me to send you a Breece Hall or a Jalen Waddle or Minka Fitzpatrick. Maybe the Titans thought the same, like, okay, we'll do business with you, but there's going to be a Vrabel tax. You were a pain in the ass on the way out. You took a lot of the coaches and coordinators and people we liked or thought we'd want to hold on to. Fine. You want this guy. For other teams, he's a 5th. For you, he's a 4th.
But in the end, they didn't trade those guys. So who loses? They lose the assets, right?
Goodbye nose to spite face.
Correct. And we don't have more picks next spring to try to jumpstart a rebuild. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Lowell for our buddy Joe. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys.
How's it going, buddy?
So this just kind of, it just kind of puts it more in my thought that all along this was the plan, and Gerard Mayo was the sacrificial lamb from the get-go. I mean, think about it. Yeah, that's the ticket. We were on a trip to Jerusalem, and Gerard really impressed me with the way he took care of the people around town. Yeah, that's the ticket. I mean, come on. I mean, they couldn't have bring Mike Rabel in last year because they couldn't, but they wanted to.
All right, thanks for the call, Joe. That's a nice revisionist spin, I guess I'll call it. I don't believe that to be the case, Fitzy. I think that Robert Kraft fell in love with what Gerard Mayo was as a man and a leader.
100%.
Thought he was the next coach, made him the next coach, and even was invested in the idea that there might be some bumps along the way. And then it just got too bumpy, and it was too much of a absolute you-know-what show down there in Foxborough, and he had to pull the ripcord. But I don't think this was any cleanser or something to just, you know, have a pause year and then bring in Vrabel the next year. I don't believe that to be true.
There's a 0%. There's a greater chance I'll be the field goal kicker for the New England, but I'll be kicking field goals in Foxborough sometime soon than there is that Gerard Mayo was always hired as a stopgap coach until they could get free. You could have had him last year. You let him go to Cleveland to be a defensive assistant, where he hung around Stefanski and Schwartz, as opposed to bringing him in and getting this process underway. Hell, you could have gone 13-4 last year, or 12-5. Look where they'd be now. That said, that's what has made the 7-2 start to the season so extra sweet for Pats fans, because it has erased and taken out the miserable taste in their mouths that was the Mayo experience.
Let's go down to the little angry state of Rhode Island to talk to Martin. What's up, Martin?
Hello, my friends. It's Martin. I'm Fitzy's Free Jacks friend.
Hello,
I wanted to share us. Nice to hear you on the radio. This weekend is Boston College Red Bandana game, and I always like to share at this time of year. My mom was Wells Crowther's high school science teacher, and she always told him he was going to do something great. And they kept in touch with Christmas cards for years. And he was working in the financial industry, but he was a volunteer fireman in Nyack, New York, at his home.
Yep.
And that day of 9/11, he was credited with leading 13 or 14 people down to safety, and kept returning upstairs, and was found in a stairwell with six other firemen. So he became a fireman that day. A little hard for me to say this. I get choked up. But my mom told him he was going to do something great one day.
Well, Martin, he obviously did, and we appreciate the phone call to bring this to our attention, because I wasn't aware that the Red Bandana game was this week for Boston College and Wells Crowther.
I think we sort of got lost, honestly, Andy, in the fact that BC has had a rough season. Bill O'Brien sort of like making or taking headlines earlier this week by, you know, blowing off, by going back to the teapot.
Yep.
And, you know, howling at that reporter as well. But no, that's something that needs to be remembered, that needs to be celebrated, because selflessness and sacrifice and heroism like that doesn't grow on trees.
Absolutely. And it's a great environment for the campus and the students and the memory of Wells Crowther. And they have the special uniforms with the red bandana, I'm assuming, again, in the numbers that they generally wear for this game. And a lot of times they give out
jerseys.
Bandana.
Are super
awesome.
Cool too, Andy.
They're
awesome.
So cool. So it's a special event. As you said, it's kind of lost in the disappointment of the season and the record. Yeah. And everything that's been going on with Billy O and SMU coming to town, I believe. Like, there's a lot going on there, but we shouldn't...
What's up, Trevor?
We shouldn't miss it. Yes, that was popular this week. I don't know, Fitzy, did you see Justin Simmons, the former BC safety, retweeted that and kind of supported Bill O'Brien?
Good.
Was like, I get... And then he said, but I could do without the personal shots at the reporter. So he kind of called the coach out a little bit, too. It was an interesting take from an alum of BC and the Eagles. So.
I bet you if you were on your second pint with Billy O'Brien, he'd probably be like, look, I don't want to make the guy feel bad. I was just having a moment, but you know how I do.
Yeah, we all know, and we all snap. We all have breaking points, and that was, for that day, that was him. He had another one this week where he was snapping at somebody about SMU in a bowl game that he wasn't here for. And he's like, I got here in February. That game took place in December. So I wasn't here for that game because I didn't get here till February because that's how calendars work. He didn't say that. I added that at the end. But he's been a little bit on edge, safe to say, over at the Heights. And it's understandable. It is what it is. Coming up next here, Fitzy, we got to talk about the Boston Celtics. Are they on edge? Are they on the edge of turning things around? Or did they just play a crappy basketball team from Washington last night? JB with a historic night for the Celtics. We'll talk about that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here on WEEI.
Wow.
That is a cheap shot from afar.
Have a consistent hairline?
Well, I mean, if you paint it on.
Yeah, have a hairline that doesn't get on his opponents.
I will say, though, he doesn't allow the fear of the hairline getting on the opponent's jersey to take away his aggression driving to the hoop.
That's true. He still goes head first, right, no matter what's on top of his
head. If he cared about that, it would change his game dramatically because he wouldn't be able to lower his head and his shoulder and do that whole thing. So he's done that a lot. But Jaylen Brown had a historic night last night, 35 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists in just 26 minutes. The Celtics started off a little shaky, actually, Fitzy, to the team that gives up 127 points and really kind of stinks. They were down
11.
Yeah, after the first quarter, but then end up blowing them out 136 to 107. And it was a nice balanced effort where you got 12-plus points from each of your starters, everybody in double digits. You got Cato with a double-double. He had his 12 rebounds. A little bit more efficient from the three-point line because they shot only 41 threes, so that's 10 less, you remember, than
thank
the other day.
God, that's like, I know the whole thing is 40% from three, and the Celtics never lose, but like 40 threes, that's 10 per period. Doesn't that feel like enough?
No, it feels better to me because it was 51 the other day, and they weren't hitting any. At least this time, they took 10 fewer and made 5 more. So they're closing that gap of efficiency. They shot 39%. It's still not great. And I will say, part of it was your guy, Derek White, only took 5 three-pointers in 29 minutes. I don't know if he's realizing he's cold and maybe kind of saying, you know what, maybe I forego these extra threes for a little bit here. No, I don't need to be in the double digits shooting threes at a low percentage. It'll be interesting to see if this is a step in the right direction towards what I think everybody expected and wants to see. Less threes, up-tempo, play your game, be athletic. Minot was all over the court. He was flying around, alley-oops, dunks. Like, he's explosive. He's fun. He is a fun.
He's a find, man. Like, yes. If the story of the 2025-26 Celtics were that everybody could play beyond expectation and with the energy of a Josh Minot, this team may not have a history that we're prepared for or that we know how to write yet. Like, it's to be determined. If they end up playing like they've shot a lot of the first eight games, it's not going to be great. Jaylen Brown is doing his part. We should stop and take a moment, as much fun as we have, at his expense, mostly just to bust your basketballs.
Yeah.
But Jaylen Brown is playing up to, if not beyond, expectations. He's playing like a true number one. He's playing like a leader. He is doing his part to try to keep this team afloat, if not over 500, until Tatum comes back and or they find their rhythm and maybe even make a trade.
And a little bit of an example of that is, you remember on that opening night final play, Scal was very critical, like Ted was, about Jaylen Brown not working to get the basketball, and therefore it goes to Pritchard, and then it peters out, and you lose the game. Last night, Scal was comparing JB to none other than SGA. That would be another acronym, the MVP of the National Basketball Association. So
lofty comp.
It is. I mean, you're talking about the best player in basketball, essentially, right now, that Scal is comparing him to. So, he's been, you know, I know I'm an exaggerator maybe at times of JB and his accomplishments, but he has stepped up to the challenge of leading this team. Now, is it good enough to win playoffs, go deep? I don't know. We'll figure that out as things kind of evolve moving forward. But he certainly is not fallen on his face, or, you know, the spotlight hasn't been too big for him, other than maybe the hair dye issues or whatever the hell that is. And even that, he's having fun with. He's like, AI out of control. He's blaming it on AI, these videos of his hair.
He's twitching about it. He's owning it. That's fine. Like, I have no notes for Jaylen Brown thus far. Like, Pritchard, good. Like, Pritchard scoring 18 points and being a more efficient shooter, great. Derek White not going 0 for 10 from 3, terrific. And, like, you know, Kata is also playing above expectation. Minot is a revelation. It's just they're not as talented or as tall as they used to be, and you're just going to have to deal with this.
That is, as the old football coach used to say, is what it is. You definitely need to accept that. 617-779-7937. Fitzy, do you remember post-game show, Six Rings post-game show on Sunday? Remember we talked to a caller that may have had some adult beverages related to the Patriots game? Remember our friend?
You mean Vinny from Revere?
Yes, and look who's on the line now.
Oh, my God.
Vinny from Revere. What's up, Vinny?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you feeling? You still hungover?
I was in the wrapper, you know, because the last 5 years, fellas, it wasn't beautiful. I was drinking to forget. It was like, and Brady was in Tampa. It was like watching your ex-wife move on and have fun with her life. And it was miserable for a Pats fan. It was purgatory, and lately it's been beautiful.
Now you're drinking to celebrate.
Big show energy. Yeah, big show energy. Remember with Pete Shepard? Remember that?
Indeed, of course we do.
Coming back.
All right, Vinny, thanks for the call. Glad to hear you're no longer drinking your sorrows away for football, and we're winning games. And call the post-game show anytime, because there is nothing Fitzy and I think I can speak for you, Fitzy, enjoy more than inebriated post-game Patriots celebratory callers.
With a unique perspective and Pat's passion in tow. And I'll tell you, this week, it was very cold one night, and the family ordered Chinese food, and the first person I thought of as I was just plowing through my vegetable mooshu with a cold beer was Vinny from Revere.
Vinny! All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to David in Florida. What's up, David?
Good afternoon.
How's it going?
Hey.
Oh, it's going all right, thanks. You guys having a good day?
Tremendous.
Oh, good to hear. So I got two things for you. First, quick news, Brit. I need an update.
Yep.
What happened with Gonzo?
He got injured
last week.
Yeah, he's fine. He was cleared to play. Returned to the game. He would have returned to the game had they had another series.
Oh, all right. That's good to know. All right. Because I was a little concerned about Gonzo. But the run game is what really concerns me. Everything seems to be so simple between the tackles. I like to see them diversify.
All right, thanks for the call, David. They will diversify the run game, I think, this week. Fitzy is already predicting a Travion Henderson big game.
Don't forget Pop. Don't forget Pop.
Pop is involved. We all liked what we saw from Terrell Jennings, so there's a lot to like if this offense is still a little banged up. We'll continue to talk about that over the next 2 days, previewing Patriots-Bucks. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's 3 o'clock. We'll get our three-point stances. But 3:30, we talk to Tom E. Curran, and at 4 o'clock in studio, we will talk to our buddy Razor, who has some fun Bruins to talk about instead of what he had been dealing with. So that's all next here on WEEI.
That was a long question. Just, can you shorten it down for me?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.